Well, let's take a look now at how the week's news is playing out on social media. Mike Barry is social media producer for The Guardian U.S. And Michael, we must start with Deflategate, the NFL releasing that report that said staff from the New England Patriots probably deflated footballs last season.
Yes, and Twitter really ran with it, especially a part of the report that deals with the text messages exchanged between a couple of different workers from the New England Patriots.
These were two workers who were charged with handling the footballs, and, well, one calls himself the deflator. So how do people talk about that on social media?
So there was a text message in particular from one of the workers asking another worker to, come on, help the deflator. And that was one of the text messages that a lot of The Guardian's readers really ran with. It's something that we tweeted out and then other users used as an example of this sort of nefarious plan to deflate the balls and gain an advantage for the Patriots.
So there's that. And we'll put the Indianapolis Star's 12 best social media references to Deflategate at hereandnow.org. Meanwhile, serious note, tornadoes tore through Oklahoma yesterday. Talk about storm coverage and storm chasing on social media.
Well, an interesting development this year has been the rise of streaming video, Periscope in particular. That's Twitter's own streaming video service. And it's also a really good example of how citizen journalism is really coming to the fore and informing regular news coverage. So we had a lot of local news coverage around Oklahoma, and in fact nationally, because the tornadoes were a pretty serious story yesterday. And they were able to tie in the storm chasers as they are watching these tornadoes form. It's uniquely suited to weather stuff. As many people will remember with storm coverage, usually we're looking at a radar image and it's a little bit difficult to understand exactly what you see on the screen. Often you have a meteorologist explaining what you're seeing. Now we have streaming video live from these storm chasers showing the tornadoes actually touching down on the ground. It really brings some drama and really adds a bit of actual information to what the news is able to report on these storms, since the weather is constantly changing.
Yeah, here's storm chaser Ben McMillan following a storm near Lincoln, Kansas yesterday.
Again, we're south of Lincoln, Kansas on Highway 14. We've had this tornado start off as a smaller stovepipe tornado, but it's transitioning to a larger circulation here. I'm going to zoom out and you can see the wall cloud there above it.
He's giving out information and telling people there's a dangerous, serious situation forming, but he's also taking a risk. And, social media drives people to do things they might not otherwise do. So
absolutely. It's an example of people sort of defying what the National Weather Service would tell you to do in that situation, which is to find shelter.
Yeah. Might just leave us on a light note. There was the Metropolitan Museum of Art ball, and we understand Twitter went crazy.
Twitter went absolutely nuts, and it often goes nuts around the Met Ball every year because of the crazy costumes and the celebrities who wear those crazy costumes. This year, there was an interesting spin on it. The theme was about Chinese influence on Western fashion. So what started out as memes about the crazy costumes being worn by these celebrities turned into a more serious and lasting discussion about cultural appropriation, the lack of Chinese designers on the red carpet. Rihanna's a perfect example of this. Her dress was very dramatic and turned into an internet meme. People took the cape and made a pizza out of it and thought it looked like an omelet. And at the same time,
we should tell people it was sort of this royal, she looked like a queen, a huge train. It looked like sort of a yellow fur. It was by the Chinese designer Guo Pei.
Yes, exactly. And people just went nuts with it and had a great time making fun of it. And then in the aftermath, a lot of people on social media noted that she was wearing a Chinese designer, which was pretty rare on the red carpet. So she was lampooned on one end by the internet and social media in particular, and on the other, and she was praised.
We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org as they flew around the internet on social media. Mike Barry, social media producer for The Guardian U.S., thanks as always.
Thank you very much, Robin.